share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Our system has collapsed. This virus is ravaging families. On the 2nd of August, Subang Jaya Assemblywoman Michelle Ng Mei Zee took to Twitter to share an ordeal she and her team faced as they were determined to help a patient who was having difficulties breathing and felt like she was dying. Ng was approached by the patient's neighbor at around 10:30 p.m. after waiting for an ambulance since 6 p.m. that evening. They were helpless as the helpline, 999, informed them that they are unable to come to her aid as they are overwhelmed with multiple cases. Since that morning and they were told they are on the waiting list. No ambulance and no beds. She recounts her call to SJ Beacon, Subang Jaya's emergency ambulance service, and was informed that they would not be able to operate at that time. She then continued asking if they would be able to send the patient to the hospital the following day if she is still alive. To which they replied, "We will try, but they're likely to send us on a merry-go-round. There are just not enough beds." She then reached out to St. John Ambulance of Malaysia to get some help, to which they apologized to her, saying that all six of their ambulances are on the road and they already have three cases on their waiting list. "I was angry. I was angry that they had to say sorry, that men and women who gave their lives to do no harm had to choose who should live and die." Her assistant, Henry, then updated her that 999 has channeled her request to the nearest hospital, but in the end, it was the hospital's decision to accept the case. However, 16 hours later, they were left with no feedback from any hospital. For illustration purposes only, at the same time, the private ambulances were charging them between RM850 to RM1209, and they resorted to an ambulance that was charging them a base rate of RM700 and an additional RM200 for every hospital that they go to. Because there is no guarantee that the hospitals had available beds, therefore there would be a few visits to make. In an attempt to save cost and time, Ng and her team decided to call the hospitals to check if they have available beds. Hospital Tengku Ampuan Rahimah Hospital, HTAR, had no answer, and Shah Alam Hospital said that they do not take any more COVID-19 cases and suggested to reach out to Ampang, Seliang, or Serdang Hospitals. This is then followed by Seliang Hospital not picking up calls and Serdang Hospital saying that they are full but Putrajaya Hospital may have beds. For illustration purpose only, Putrajaya Hospital's operator said that they would only take cases from 999, to which Ng begged and explained the ordeal. The operator then said, "That is weird for 999 to say such a thing. But, you can try." At that glimmer of hope, she rang her assistant and requested the ambulance to bring the patient to Putrajaya Hospital. Ng hoped that even if the patient is not given a bed, she would at least get her vitals checked and receive some oxygen as well. Her assistant then volunteered to follow the ambulance, as he was told that their earlier case racked up to RM1700 as they were going to hospitals in search of beds. After further discussion, they brought the patient to Kuala Lumpur Hospital, HKL, as they would be able to do a PCR test for the purpose of admission. 8 hours later, the ambulance finally picked the patient up at 2 a.m. the next day. The patient's BP was soaring and she was given oxygen as she was walking down the stairs. At 7:43 a.m., she was updated that the patient is placed in the decompression room and there were seven other people before her waiting for a bed. They were grateful that she was at least already inside the hospital. The assemblywoman then continued, stating that, "Subangites, we are far from the clear. Our system has collapsed. This virus is ravaging families." She then pleaded with everyone to take this seriously, as she was informed of four COVID-19 related deaths that week alone. She also urged everyone to get vaccinated and to continue educating people around to not be worried about getting vaccinated. She reminded people to not go out if not necessary, double mask, and ventilate premises. "We must get through this, and we cannot do it unless we are all in this together. We hope that the patient recovers. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments." Also read, Road to 20K? Malaysia breaks record again with 19,819 new COVID-19 cases. Source. Up pre-source. New Straits Times source. The Straits Times source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.